I don't remember exactly what it was I needed when I first heard the phrase. It may have been a toy typewriter, my second plastic kickball, or, please don't tell, a Barbie dollhouse. To quote my mother, "You don't need that, honey. You want it." She was right, under the circumstances. I'll use the saga of Sean Combs to explain the qualifier. You know him better as hip-hop megastar and actor P. Diddy, or more fitting here, Puff Daddy. He's got a son who doesn't live with him, and the son now gets nearly $22,000 in child support each month. That's about $260,000 annually. A court ordered Puff Daddy to pay that amount as child support earlier this spring. While Puff Daddy plans an appeal, he shouldn't count the extra dollars just yet. That's because, in law, children of rich parents deserve a rich person's lifestyle. Their needs, then, actually extend far beyond the wants of, say, a girl from a small town in Michigan who never did get that typewriter, kickball, or dollhouse. As courts like to write, clearly, where a child has a wealthy parent, that child is entitled to and therefore needs something more than the bare necessities of life. Or this: the child's need is measured by the parent's current situation in life. Needs for regular kids, then, may be food and shelter. For the rich, needs means, from a recent California case, enough money for a nanny, a second house in Idaho, heli skiing in Alaska — that means skiing after a helicopter plops you down on a mountain — vacations in Bali, New Zealand, Australia, and a month in Europe. All Puff Daddy need do is ask actor Emilio Estevez or basketball's Larry Bird or baseball's Pedro Astacio. Each has been at the heart of a reported child support case where the issues varied, but the outcome was the same. The kids got a lot of money per month. Many of the cases originate in California, where the stars live, and where the state statute, like many others, magically transforms want into need in cases involving people with extraordinarily high income. Sure, the guidelines warn that the court should stop throwing money at the children when the amount awarded under the traditional child support formula exceeds the child's broadly defined needs. Take the Astacio case, for example, where Pedro made $5.5 million annually. There, the court found that $13,000 met the needs of the Astacio children, even though under the guidelines they were due closer to $30,000 per month. It's all relative. And what if that relative is a Stanford professor who made a lot of money off a business venture on the side, but continued to live frugally? No difference. We look to the way the professor could live, not to the way he chooses to live. Sean Combs has a music CD titled Maximum Puff Daddy. And given the outsized child support obligation that fatherhood has brought him, that title may fit him in ways he never expected. I'm Amy Guida.